This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
She was as hard as a natural diamond. She was as tough as a $3 steak. She had a spirit as wide as the Great Divide and a heart that just couldn't break. She was strong enough to carry burdens, keeping that sparkle in her eyes. She had devotions for strange notions and a wonderful way of wondering why. He was a drifter and a rounder. He was a hard time traveling man. He made his living taking and a giving and picking up aluminum cans. He loved to tell the hobo story and how he spent a little time in jail. He had a tan hide from living outside. He was sharp as a 10-penny nail. So here's to the glory of Ronnie. No place in this cold world they call their own, but Saturday nights, a bottle of wine and a toast to true love from around the road. Yeah, well, they met in the country kitchen, in the alley on the end of the street, and they didn't mind because the cook was kind and he'd give them something to eat. And Ronnie would say it's another fine day, and Rosie would give him a kiss. Hand in hand they walked away. It didn't get any better than this. So here's to the glory of Ronnie and Rose. No place in this cold world they call their own, but Saturday nights, a bottle of wine and a toast. City, trying to make yourself a lot of loot, and every day everything seems to get a deeper shade of blue. Or maybe give up your ambitions, buy yourself a bottle of wine, meet Ronnie and Rose at the country kitchen for one hell of a time. So here's to the glory of Ronnie and Rose. No place in this cold world they call their own, but Saturday nights, a bottle of wine and a toast. Washed out light of spring come late. Everything that was tied down is teetering. The doors are locked, the lights are off, but the phone still rings. I'm counting sticky cup holder quarters for coffee. Got my wallet in a rush for no good reason. If I could just call you now so you could make fun of me. No one wants to hear I told you so. Shut your dirty mouth, I told you so. Some memories won't come clear. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Our horses are getting old. Haven't had a saddle on Georgia in at least a year. No, I woke up feeling bold. Had to know if I could hold on to her when she starts to rear. And when that old mare comes completely undone, puts me on my back, staring straight up at the sun. No one wants to hear I told you so. Shut your dirty mouth, I told you so. Some memories won't come clear, I told you so. I told you so. I told
Good morning. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Zibralися генерали, немовідні вколі стали, лихі майстри чаклуни, смерті руїну привезли, в полях людські трупи палять, військову машину крутять. Смерть, ненависть до людства, отруйні вогоні війна.
Demo
темноті світ не кружляє, попіл трупи покриває. Звідни свині повтікали, Божі руки відганяли. Свині повзять до Христа, просять в нього співчуття. Грішників Бог не тримає, дітко крила розгортає.
Slightly slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened, happened. Finally happened. Finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Red light beam. Now going insane.
CKUW. Ooh, the Cypress Hill. See you guys later. Thank you. Yeah, CKUW 95.9 FM. Night Danger Radio is the show. 3 a.m. is when we quit. It's late night radio. Live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Downtown Winnipeg. 4.5-floor Centennial Hall. Yeah, University of Winnipeg, which is pretty damn quiet right now, I'll tell you that much. And this is episode 301. Yeah, 301. Let me try something here. So that's not working, eh? Let me see. Okay, so that's still not working. Hold on a second. Just give me a second. There's a fine line between right and wrong. And as per usual, I was wrong. There we go. Little background music, little video game background music for you, Atari, from back in the Atari days. Yeah, but we're going to turn this down in a minute because we got a lot of people to thank tonight for Fun Drive 2025, which was a pretty damn big success. We're just about at $57,000. In fact, I think we're actually over $57,000, but the audit is on right now. I'm telling you, there was about 700 people out there on planet Earth that pledged CKW. So we're forever, grateful. I mean, can't tell you, this is one of our biggest fund drives we've had. The last time we did about 57 was during the pandemic, when all of mankind just stayed home and listened to the radio. And we are pretty happy. Still, 60 grand is our goal, and we didn't quite make it, but 57 is killer. I mean, last year, just as a comparison, folks, we did about 54. So we upped our total by about 3 grand, which is, you know, I could tell you right now, that's going to be, like, that 3 grand is important. It really is. I'm on the board of governors of CKUW, and that 3 grand will be put to great use. So, by the way, I'm not going to, you know, CKUW.ca is where you go. You can still donate right now, but and we would appreciate it for sure if you missed out. You go to the Donate Now button and do it. But every penny for us counts, and we're definitely on a... To say the least, we're on a budget here, and I can guarantee you, for you folks that already pledged, your money will be well spent. We're not going to be like the government and you know, spend it on a, you know, 20 million fruit roll-ups or something. No, we're going to spend it on good things, you know, that absolutely are needed for the radio station to run properly in the year 2025. But listen, let's do some business, man. We did an introduction set, if you didn't notice. We just heard Cypress Hill with Insane in the Brain from Black Sunday, 1992. Roughhouse Records put it out. And that one goes out to the insane guy running the show down in the United States. I mean, that guy's, wow. Cuckoo, cuckoo. We heard Queen with I'm Going Slightly Mad, sticking with the same, you know, topic, basically. That came from a record called Innuendo, which was 1991 in Parlophone Records. We heard Winnipeg's own Zarata before that with War Pigs, Ukrainian style, because we stand with Ukraine on the Night Danger radio show. You're damn right we do. And it's from a record called Legend, and then later Legends, which is a re-release of that record. It originally came out, Legends came out in 2020. I'm not sure when Legend came out. It must have been 2019 or 18 or something like that, but I'm lucky enough to own Legend, which is the original one. So sweet, sweet, sweet. Dire Straits before that with Walk of Life from Brothers in Arms, which came out way back in 1985. I remember. Some of you are like, dude, I was not even on this earth yet. That was put up by Vertigo Records. I played that because I was so stoked to go to the second to last, probably ever, Del Barber concert at the Park Theater. It was spectacular, and he did a cover of Walk of Life, and I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot about that record. Brothers in Arms, and remember the song Money for Nothing and Your Chicks for Free? That ain't working. That the way you do it, let me tell you. Okay, I won't do it. Fine. I can hear all the radios switching off right now, for Pete's sakes. Anyways, what a record. So if you want to revisit a cool 80s record, hell yeah, Dire Straits. And then two in a row to kick the show off by Del Barber himself. I'll tell you what, man, I got super choked up at the show when he played this one. And he told a story about it too, which got me. We heard I Told You So from Almanac, which came out in 2023 on Acronym Records. And so the story goes by Dell is that he used to phone his pop and say like, hey, dad, what do you think about this? I wrote the song. And, you know, his dad would be brutally honest, I guess, you know, and say, no, that's crappy or that's excellent or whatever. But on this occasion, apparently Dell's pop just hung up the phone on him. And and so Del was like, oh man, maybe this isn't as good as the song as I thought it was. But then a little while later, his pops called back, I guess, and said, man, you got it. Like, you hit that, you hit it on, you know, on that song and stuff. So my pops is going in for cancer surgery on Monday. And so, you know, it's a bit of a, you know, a weight on the shoulders. And I know Del's pop passed away a while ago. And so that totally got me. I was like, holy crap. Yeah, I was fighting back the tears at that one for sure. And and then off the top, we started off with something pretty upbeat. And it's called Ronnie and Rose from Easy Keeper, which came out in 2019 on Acronym Records. And man, I love that song. So, of course, last week we did a whole set of Del Barber. So it's been the Del Barber, what was it, the Del Barber two episodes, 300 and 301, so dominant Del Barber. So listen, I'll tell you a real quick story too about Del Barber before we thank a million people. Not a million, but anyways, so listen, I stalked Del Barber after the show, as did a few of us, and I'd been following him on Instagram, and the reason why he's not going to tour anymore is because he's got a big setup out in the country, you know, with like a farm and you know, a beautiful garden and all this stuff. So I was intrigued. I thought it just looked awesome. He's got horses and the whole thing. And so I asked him, I said, Del, where, are you off of Highway 10? Because that's what I thought was the deal. And Highway 10 is on the way to the top secret hideout location, alias our family cabin. And so Del's like, no, man, I'm close to Roblin, which is pretty damn close, you know, to the top secret hideout location. And so I told him, I said, oh man, we're pretty close. We have a family cottage, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, where? And I told him, and he says, oh man, we've got a cottage, you know, basically like we're next door neighbors is the story. So there's a chance that and then I put it up on Instagram. I put the little story thing and Del liked it. So there's a chance that I might go have a beer and perhaps, you know, cast a line into one of the lakes, you know, up at the top secret hideout location. I might be able to go fishing with Del, wishing and fishing, for Pete's sakes. So that's exciting to me. And what a nice guy. I'd never met Del before, and he's of course just the nicest person. So posed for a picture along with, you know, a bunch of other people, and you know, awesome, so great. So there you go. All right, maybe we'll turn this up and then down here. Let's check it out, some Atari tunes here. pretty catchy. I got my old Atari joystick in my hand right now. Get it. 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 All right. All right. So sorry, the Atari tunes are going to go down because we'll leave it just slightly on. Just a whisper. There we go. Maybe a little bit. Ooh, that's quiet. That's quiet, folks. All right. So listen, fun drive. I didn't get my list last week on time, but I got my damn list this week, and it is a good one. So let's start down the list. It's in alphabetical order. We won't be saying anybody's last name because that is not the right thing to do. And so anyways, I'm going to start with someone who's pledged me every single year that I've been on the radio, which is now six. And it's my mom and my dad. And so, Mom, Dad, thank you so much. This is for you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, actually, this one's more for my pops, I think, because yeah. Oh yeah, we got to do this too. We got to do this for Mom and Dad, because hell yeah. Get ready here. All right. All right. All right. All right, let's get this thing going. Maybe I won't do this, but maybe we'll do this. Thank you so much for pledging my show and radio station. I don't know how to play the mini accordion. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So amazing. I can't believe you guys pledged again and again and again. 6 years in a row. Okay. And speaking of 6 years in a row, I got myself a really good family. Oh, and by the way, I just want to say that I have this weird feeling that my dad's cancer surgery on Monday is going to go good. I just have this faith. All the doctors have been like incredibly positive about it. So I here's to hoping. I hope it goes awesome. And yeah, I'll be driving Pop. So by the way, next week I'm probably gonna do a pre-record, because on Monday I gotta be at the Health Sciences Center at like, I think it's like 5 a.m. So and I'm a late night person, as you could probably tell. So there's gonna be like a very huge lack of sleep, and that's gonna probably throw my whole business off. So I might pre-record for next week. Just saying. All right. So listen, speaking of someone who's pledged the show for all 6 years, my sister. I've got a good damn family. I got some more family on this list coming up, but this one's for Marlo, because and Marlo doesn't like loud noises and stuff, but oh well, this is for her. Whoa. Oh, yeah. And this, too. That's supposed to be a Bigfoot call. And this one's for Marlo, too. I can't stop playing that lowrider cowbell part, but yeah, from back in the old drum days, I got the cowbell out again. So there you go. That's to my sister. All right. My buddy Dan, he is out in Regina, Saskadelphia. And he's given, I think, for the last like 3 or 4 years. So definitely appreciate it. He's the runner of my hockey pool. And appreciate it, Dan. So this one's for you. It kind of sounds like R2-D2, but not really.
There you go, Dan. And, you know, I'll never forgive you. You're number one in the pool, and I'm getting my butt whooped. But, oh, yeah. So this one goes out to Emily. Emily, I think, is a first-time pledger to the Night Danger radio show. So, Emily, wherever you are, I'll give you this one. Yeah. Let's do a... Okay, well, I'll hold this away. That's loud, man. I'm holding this way far away, and this thing's peeking out. There you go. Cowbell. More cowbell. Everyone wants more cowbell. That's for dang sure. This one's for Ben. Ben, I'm going to attempt to get you. Let's do this. No, we'll do this. See what happens. I think Ben likes video games. Now we'll add some of this. It's not going that good. That doesn't sound good. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that sounds terrible. What the hell's going on? I think the words needs work come to mind right away. But thanks so much, Ben. Who's next? Oh, Ryan. Let's see. Well, I think it's got to be this. Thank you. We're here all week. All right, Ryan. Thank you very much. Oh, Mike. We got to do one for Mike. I got to do, I think I got to do this for Mike. I'm gonna try something weird for Mike. Oh, it's working. This is called multitasking, Mike. There's a certain beautiful harmony to that. That is the Bigfoot call along with a regular whistle. So there you go. That's it. Ah, someone who was just here, who was kind enough to pledge the show, and that was Tanis. Tanis from Listening Pleasures, which is such a great show on the radio station. She even pledged the show. What the hell? So next year, I feel the pressure. It looks like Tanis is going to be getting a pledge next year. Too bad I already freaking spent my pledge, on myself, selfishly. But next year, we're going to change that. So this is for you, Tanis. This is the sound that I usually make in my head when I screw stuff up. Here it is. Yeah. Tanis knows that. I mean, in fact, I'm so skilled at screwing up. I've screwed up Tanis's show by accident when she wasn't here. Yeah. I like to spread the love around, you know? So there you go. All right. Tara. Tara's going to get the bells because... That's pretty loud. All right. Diane. Well, we might have to go back to this. I'm going to try a different one. Let's see here. Thank you.
There's something very haunting about this. Yeah.
I wish I knew how to do more on this sucker. I just wanted to say, folks, that I bought this little mini accordion from Pollux Hardware on Main Street, and I used my Friends of CKW card. So for all you folks that pledged and pledged $35 and chose the swag and not the tax receipt, you're going to get yourself a Friends of CKW card. There's four new entries into it this year, too, including Dooley Records, which is on Portage Avenue, right next door to us here at the University of Winnipeg, and King Cobb, which is right next door to the West End Cultural Center, which is a wonderful place. It's already so sweet. And a few more. So, and not to mention all the other guys. So the Friends of CKW card is so sweet. It's so good. You get discounts all over town. So there you go. All right. Okay, Chris is next on the list, folks. So here we go. Oh, and Chris is a big hockey player. So here we go. Two minutes for looking so good, Chris. And take this to the bank. Put this in your pipe and smoke. Yeah, thank you so much for the pledge. Unbelievable. All right, we're on to page two. And, oh, yes. So, another friend of mine and someone that I go to quite a few shows with. I go to shows with Chris, too, and it's awesome. And this guy, Matt, I go to quite a few shows with him. In fact, I met Matt at by selling my Sadie's ticket, which, believe it or not, none of my other friends would take. What the beep? Anyway, this is for Matt. Ow, I hit my finger. That one hurt, man. That one hurt. I remember that reminds me of my old days of drumming. You know, if you're a drummer and remember you get a cut when you're playing and the blood would just be spattering all over your drums and all over your face and all over your chest and you were like, rock and freaking roll! All right. Sorry, I had to take a little break there. I got a little excited. Jody, let's try something here. Let's try this one. Let's try up here, man. Let's try. Let's see. I wonder if I can. I'm not sure about that one. What was that? That's high. Try this one. Pretend we're like we're in Paris, gay Paris. And so you're sitting at the table, you're having a nice coffee or something. And then this guy comes up and he's like, "Hey, can I play the accordion for you?" And you're like, "Yeah." And this is what you hear. And you're like, man, I'm sure glad I'm in Paris now, because you don't get this kind of accordion playing anywhere else in the world. That's for sure. Oh, that's for you, Jody. I'll try and work on it, but no guarantees. That's for sure. All right, who's next on the list of thank yous? Amy, thank you so much. Whoa, loud. Amy rules, along with all you other listeners. Anyone listening and anyone who pledged, rules. That's all there is to it. Oh, and you know what's funny? So Michael was the next pledger, and he is the host of Transland, which was a show earlier on in the night. And Michael's a good guy. And, like, trance isn't my real scene, But he does a really, really good show for you dance music people. You should listen to it. It's good. This is for Mike. Oh, Mike, and I hope you found your headphones, by the way, because they sounded expensive. And hopefully you just forgot to, you know, take them out of your bag or something, and they were sitting there. Because I know you called last week and were like, damn, where are my headphones at? And I was like, oh, dude, I don't see them here. You know, I just use the studio headphones, you know. Because I don't have the greatest pair, so. All right. Oh, Dallas. This is for Dallas, man. Oh, man. All right, Dallas. So Drew. Let's see. Ah, things are getting caught on things. Things are getting caught. Now you're messing with a son of a heep. Now you're messing with a son of a heep. Now you're messing with a son of a heep. Now you're messing with a son of a he. There you go. You don't hear Nazareth like that on any other radio station. Get your pledges in now for the love of CKW. All right. Oh, and Gabriel. Gabriel's the greatest. Gabe. I think Gabriel would really enjoy this thing. I really think Gabe would really be into that. I'm going to bring this over. All right, man. Can't wait to see you again. Awesome. Oh, man. And someone who, another person who's in on the big draw. By the way, we're doing our draw for Moses Mays tickets right after this whole thing. First, we're going to play a Moses Mays tune, then we're going to come back and do the draw. But, yeah, so Nick's in on this, and I think I'm going to be seeing him play in his rock and roll band, his shaking rock and roll band, and so I think he'd appreciate this. I don't know. Okay, so that. Maybe I should. What if I hit these two? Interesting. I'm going to try and hit a weird chord here. I haven't had a lot of time to practice this. I gotta get to it. I think I'm gonna try and learn "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" in a bit. But I like that sound though, man. That's nice.